which had recently come under the control of Fidel Castro. Nixon argued that the island was not lost to the United States and that the course of the action followed by Eisenhower administration had been the best one to allow the Cuban people to, quote, realize their aspirations of progress through freedom. Kennedy fired back that it was clear that Castro was a communist and that the Republican administration failed to use U.S. resources effectively to prevent his rise to power. He concluded that, quote, today Cuba is lost for freedom, unquote. 1985, four Palestinian terrorists board the Italian cruise ship Achille Lauro shortly after it left Alexandria, Egypt, in order to hijack the luxury liner. The well-armed men who belonged to the Popular Front for the Palestinian Liberation Front, the terrorist wing of the Palestinian Liberation Organization led by Abu Abbas, easily took control of the vessel. Since then, there is no security force on board. In 1871, the most devastating fire in United States history is ignited in Wisconsin on this day in 1871. Over the course of the next day, 1,200 people lost their lives and 2 billion trees were consumed by flames. Despite the massive scale of this blaze, it was overshadowed by the Great Chicago Fire, which began the next day about 250 miles away. In 1913, for the first time, Henry Ford's entire Highland Park, Michigan automobile factory is run on a continuously moving assembly line when the chassis-like automobile's frame is assembled using the revolutionary industrial technique. A motor and rope pulled the chassis past workers and parts on the factory floor, cutting the man hours required to complete one Model T from 12.5 hours to 6. Within a year, further assembly line improvements reduced the time required to 93 man-minutes. Staggering increase in productivity, affected by Ford's use of the moving assembly line, allowed him to drastically reduce the cost of the Model T, thereby accomplishing the dream of making the car affordable to ordinary consumers. 1949, less than 5 months after Great Britain, the United States, and France established the Federal Republic of Germany in West Germany. The Democratic Republic of Germany is proclaimed within the Soviet occupation zone. Criticized by the West as an unautonomous Soviet creation, Wilhelm Peck was named East Germany's first president, with Otto Grotewohl as prime minister. In 2001, the U.S.-led coalition begins attacks on the Taliban-controlled Afghanistan with an intense bombing campaign by American and British forces. Logistical support was provided by other nations, including France, Germany, Australia, and Canada. And later troops were provided by the anti-Taliban Northern Alliance rebels. The invasion of Afghanistan was the opening salvo in the United States' war on terrorism in a response to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on New York and Washington, D.C. 1983 in film, Sean Connery stars in Never Say Never Again as the British Secret Service agent James Bond, a role he last played in 1971. Films little referenced that fact that the Scottish-born actor had previously remarked that he would never play Agent 007 again. 1955, on this day, poet Allen Ginsberg reads his poem Howl at a poetry reading in Sixth Gallery in San Francisco. The poem was an immediate success that rocked the beat literary world and set the tone for confessional poetry of the 1960s and later. In 75, on this day, a New York State Supreme Court judge reverses a deportation order by John Lennon, for John Lennon, allowing him to remain legally in his adoptive home of New York City. And in 1816, on this day, a steamboat with a design that will soon prove ideal for Western rivers arrives at the docks in New Orleans. The Washington was the work of a shipbuilder named Henry M. Shreve, who had launched the steamboat earlier that year on the Monongahela River just above Pittsburgh. Shreve's cleverly designed Washington had all the features that would soon come to characterize the classic Mississippi riverboat: a two-story deck, a stern-mounted paddle wheel powered by a high-pressure steam engine, a shallow flat bottom hull, and a pilot house framed by two tall chimneys. And finally, in sports, 1984. Chicago Bears running back Walter Payton becomes the NFL's all-time rushing leader, breaking the record Cleveland's Jim Brown set in 1965. He did it in front of 53,752 people at Soldier Field. Payton carried the ball 154 yards and finished the game with a new career rushing record, 12,400 yards, 88 more than Brown. That is Today in History from History.com for October 7th, 2016. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Here is the theme of Route 66.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I'm Dave Lyon with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
What's wrong with you is wrong with me, and what's right is right. When there's joy inside your heart.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on Jimmer.com.
When you got a dream,
Hunterdon County News. Let's find out what's happening out there that we need to be apprised of. New Jersey Turnpike Authority and the winery are head to court over a logo. This is interesting because you would wonder why the Turnpike Authority would be so concerned, but let's find out. Dave Hutchinson of NJ Advanced Media reports on the 5th that A small New Jersey winery has filed a lawsuit in Hunterdon County in Superior Court seeking judgment declaring that it has not infringed upon a New Jersey Turnpike
Mat event at Washington University in St. Louis. It begins at 9 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
A Senate Democrat proposing a new rule to install some devices in big trucks.
Requiring electronic speed limiters on large trucks would save lives.
That's New York Senator Charles Schumer calling on the Federal Department of Transportation to okay his proposal. According to the American Truck Association, speed was a major factor in truck accidents that killed 27 people in New York City alone last year. Meantime, the Trucking Association of New York is opposing the rule, saying speed control should be voluntary. A Chicago cop is recovering from a beating she took from an attacker she chose not to shoot. David Stewart has her story, including her boss's reaction.
During a City Hall award ceremony Thursday, Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson said it's an example of officers second-guessing themselves. He said the veteran officer told him she thought she was going to die.
And she knew that she should shoot this guy, but she chose not to because she didn't want her family or the department to have to go through the scrutiny the next day on national news.
Johnson says the officer had stopped to assist in a West Side traffic crash when she was attacked by a 28-year-old man under the influence of PCP. David Stewart, Chicago.
And the Cleveland Indians off to a winning start in their American League Division Series, beating the Red Sox last night 5-4. The Toronto Blue Jays also off and running. They beat the Texas Rangers 10-1. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's 5 after the hour. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Friday, TGIF, October 7, 2016. Weather Underground says that today will be sunny, patchy fog this morning. Highs in the mid-70s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming east around 5 miles an hour this afternoon. Partly cloudy and a slight chance of showers after midnight. For tonight, lows around 50. East winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable, and chance of rain is 20%. And now we might be dealing with remnants of, or possibly, Hurricane Matthew for the rest of the weekend. Mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. High is around 70. East winds around 5 miles an hour. Sunny and highs in the lower 60s on Sunday. That might change, though. North winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunny and 60s on Monday. Mostly sunny highs in the mid-60s on Tuesday the 11th. And partly sunny highs in the upper 60s on Wednesday the 12th. Be smart, folks. We don't know what we're going to be facing if Hurricane Matthew comes up the coast. We got to figure out that and take advice from the folks that are going to put it together. We'll keep you informed. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning. When through a sleepy haze, I see her lying there. Soft as the rain that falls on summer flowers. Warm as the sunlight shining on her golden hair. When I awake and see her there so close beside me.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and Huntsville.com. Al Martino this morning. Mary in the morning.
Is there, so deep inside.
Great tune. Just love the way it the setting of it. All right, we are. It's Friday, and we're continuing where we need to go. We have some patchy fog in the area, and so need to let you know about that, plus anything else that might be experiencing with regard to the roads in and out of Highland County. I get that through HERTTMA.com. Let's find out what they got in store for us. HERTTMA.com sends my alerts. You can get them, too. Just register with them, and they'll get you emails, which you can read on your smartphone. You can also follow them on Twitter. And so let's see what they have in store for us this morning. All right, we have an incident earlier this morning in Raritan Township on Route 31, congestion approaching Church Street due to a motor vehicle accident. That was at 20 after 6 this morning. Probably all clear by now. And just a warning, fog this morning, particularly in low-lying areas, may impact visibility. Use your low beams and avoid distractions. So you got the fog and the deer, and that usually makes it a challenge to meet your commute. And low beams, right? The light doesn't dissipate in front of your eyes. It dissipates below, and so it refracts so you can see. Good morning, Hunter and Huntsville Radio Traffic. It's time for some history from History.com for October 7th, 2016. We start off with our lead story on this day. Arnold Schwarzenegger is elected governor of California, the most populous state in the nation and the world's fifth largest economy. Despite his inexperience, Schwarzenegger came out on top of the 11-week campaign to replace Gray Davis, who had earlier become the first United States governor to be recalled by the people since 1921. Schwarzenegger was one of 135 candidates on the ballot, which included career politicians, other actors, and one adult film star. And they wonder why our political system is looking a little like a farce. 1780, Patriot militia under Colonel William Campbell defeat Loyalist militia under Major Patrick Ferguson in the Battle of Kings Mountain in North Carolina near the border with Blacksburg, South Carolina. That took place in 1780. In 1960, on this day, the first episode of the one-hour television drama Route 66 airs on CBS. The program had a simple premise. It followed two young men, Buzz Murdoch and Todd Stiles, as they drove across the country in an inherited Corvette. Chevrolet was one of the show's sponsors, doing odd jobs and looking for adventure. According to the show's creator and writer, Sterling Siliphant, best known for his acclaimed Naked City and earlier TV series, Buzz and Todd were really on a journey to search for themselves. Call Route 66 Pilgrim's Progress, Siliphant told a reporter. The motive power driving our two characters in not a Corvette is the desire for knowledge and for sentience. It is the quest through the perennial fascinating cosmos of personal identity. Battle of Darbyton Road in Johnson Farm took place in 1864. A Confederate attempt to regain ground that had been lost around Richmond, Virginia, thwarted when Union troops turned back General Robert E. Lee's assault at the Battle of Darbyton. 1960, the second of four televised debates, Democratic presidential nominee John F. Kennedy and Vice President Richard Nixon turned their attention to foreign policy issues. Three Cold War episodes, and in particular, an engendered spirited confrontation between Kennedy and Nixon. The first involved Cuba, which had recently come under the control of Fidel Castro. Nixon argued that the island was not lost to the United States and that the course of the action followed by Eisenhower administration had been the best one to allow the Cuban people to, quote, realize their aspirations of progress through freedom. Kennedy fired back that it was clear that Castro was a communist and that the Republican administration failed to use U.S. resources effectively to prevent his rise to power. He concluded that, quote, today Cuba is lost for freedom, unquote. 1985, four Palestinian terrorists board the Italian cruise ship Achille Lauro shortly after it left Alexandria, Egypt, in order to hijack the luxury liner. The well-armed men who belonged to the Popular Front for the Palestinian Liberation Front, the terrorist wing of the Palestinian Liberation Organization led by Abu Abbas, easily took control of the vessel. Since then, there is no security force on board. In 1871, the most devastating fire in United States history is ignited in Wisconsin on this day in 1871. Over the course of the next day, 1,200 people lost their lives and 2 billion trees were consumed by flames. Despite the massive scale of this blaze, it was overshadowed by the Great Chicago Fire, which began the next day about 250 miles away. In 1913, for the first time, Henry Ford's entire Highland Park, Michigan automobile factory is run on a continuously moving assembly line when the chassis-like automobile's frame is assembled using the revolutionary industrial technique. A motor and rope pulled the chassis past workers and parts on the factory floor, cutting the man hours required to complete one Model T from 12.5 hours to 6. Within a year, further assembly line improvements reduced the time required to 93 man-minutes. Staggering increase in productivity, affected by Ford's use of the moving assembly line, allowed him to drastically reduce the cost of the Model T, thereby accomplishing the dream of making the car affordable to ordinary consumers. 1949, less than 5 months after Great Britain, the United States, and France established the Federal Republic of Germany in West Germany. Democratic Republic of Germany is proclaimed within the Soviet occupation zone. Criticized by the West as an unautonomous Soviet creation, Wilhelm Peck was named East Germany's first president, with Otto Grotewohl as prime minister. In 2001, the U.S.-led coalition begins attacks on the Taliban-controlled Afghanistan with an intense bombing campaign by American and British forces. Logistical support was provided by other nations, including France, Germany, Australia, and Canada. and later troops were provided by the anti-Taliban Northern Alliance rebels. The invasion of Afghanistan was the opening salvo in the United States War on Terrorism in a response to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on New York and Washington, D.C. 1983 in film, Sean Connery stars in Never Say Never Again as the British Secret Service agent James Bond, a role he last played in 1971. Films little referenced that fact that the Scottish-born actor had previously remarked that he would never play Agent 007 again. 1955, on this day, poet Allen Ginsberg reads his poem Howl at a poetry reading in Sixth Gallery in San Francisco. The poem was an immediate success that rocked the beat literary world and set the tone for confessional poetry of the 1960s and later. In 75, on this day, a New York State Supreme Court judge reverses a deportation order by John Lennon, for John Lennon, allowing him to remain legally in his adoptive home of New York City. And in 1816, on this day, a steamboat with a design that will soon prove ideal for Western rivers arrives at the docks in New Orleans. The Washington was the work of a shipbuilder named Henry M. Shreve, who had launched the steamboat earlier that year on the Monongahela River just above Pittsburgh. Shreve's cleverly designed Washington had all the features that would soon come to characterize the classic Mississippi riverboat: a two-story deck, a stern-mounted paddle wheel powered by a high-pressure steam engine, a shallow flat-bottom hull, and a pilot house framed by two tall chimneys. And finally, in sports, 1984, Chicago Bears running back Walter Payton becomes the NFL's all-time rushing leader, breaking the record Cleveland's Jim Brown set in 1965. He did it in front of 53,752 people at Soldier Field. Payton carried the ball 154 yards and finished the game with a new career rushing record, 12,400 yards, 88 more than Brown. That is Today in History from History.com for October 7th, 2016. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Here is the theme of Route 66.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heide, and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heide, and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heide, and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Sadness in your eyes, I see it. You can't hide what's weighing on your mind. When there's trouble in your life, I feel it. What's wrong with you is wrong with me, and what's right is right. When there's joy inside your heart.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon and Hunterdon.com. Hunterdon County News. Let's find out what's happening out there that we need to be apprised of. New Jersey Turnpike Authority and the winery are head to court over a logo. This is interesting because you would wonder why the Turnpike Authority would be so concerned, but let's find out. Dave Hutchinson of NJ Advanced Media reports on the 5th that a small New Jersey winery has filed a lawsuit in Hunterdon County in Superior Court seeking judgment declaring that it has not infringed upon a New Jersey Turnpike Authority trademark. The authority claims that the What Exit Wines logo, which the Old York Cellars Winery said was created as a symbol of New Jersey pride, has infringed on the Garden State Parkway logo. The winery previously altered the logo at NJTA's request, but the authority wasn't satisfied with the changes, according to the complaint. The authority is threatening legal action if the winery, located in Sauerland Mountains, doesn't change its logo. It is stated in the complaint. Quote, they are basically saying they own the colors green and yellow in the shape of the state, and the sole purpose of competing with local taxpayer businesses in order to market the Parkway logo, said David Wohn, owner of Old York Cellars. Quote, the government should not be in business of competing with its taxpaying small businesses. In July of 2015, Old York Cellars received a letter from the authority asserting that it has infringed on the trademark, quote, Garden State Parkway, unquote, logo in its marketing and sale of What Exit Wines, according to the complaint. The authority said it was owned the Garden State Parkway trademark since 1956. Thomas Feeney, the Turnpike Authority spokesman, said the agency has been working with the winemaker for more than a year in an effort to reach a fair and amicable solution to the matter and regrets that it has decided to take the matter to court. The complaint, filed on September 30th in Hunterdon County Superior Court, states that the New Jersey Turnpike Act, which defines and limits what the authority governs, prohibits agency activity which is not directly or indirectly related to the use of transportation project. Therefore, the complaint alleges that the authority can't engage in a commercial business involving the use and licensing of intellectual property. The authority mark is a sign used to regulate, warn, or guide traffic, place one over or adjacent to the highway, the complaint said. Even if authority owns a valid trademark registration, which the winery concedes it does, there is no likelihood of confusion caused by the use of the mark, according to the complaint. Although we tried to avoid a costly battle with the authority, we will not be bullied by bureaucratic and their outside law firm, said Wohn. Feeney said when the Turnpike Authority first raised an objection to the logo, the winemaker agreed to do a complete rebranding to reduce the likelihood that consumers would mistakenly believe their wine was associated or endorsed by the agency. Their effort fell short of what they promised, said Feeney. The green and yellow colors are the same colors found in countless highway signs throughout the country, according to the complaint. In 2015, the NJTA ushered in a new initiative sponsored by former New Jersey Transportation Commissioner James Simpson to hire a licensing agent and market the authority's trademarks to generate more non-toll revenue, the complaint said. Old York Cellars claims in its complaint that the NJTA lost an infringement case against New Jersey Boardwalk Pizza in Homestead, Florida. But Feeney said that the case had a change in venue and is being tried by the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. The NJTA claims that the winemaker's labels and its entire branding and marketing scheme is, quote, designed to invoke the Garden State Parkway, unquote, according to the complaint, but the winemaker countered that it is invoking, quote, Jersey pride, unquote, according to the complaint. NJTA also alleges that the Old York Cellars' use of the colors green and yellow is infringing, according to the complaint. The winemaker said that the colors green and yellow are used nationwide because they're widely recognized colors for traffic control devices. Quote, we find it hard to believe that anyone would confuse our new or original logos with that of the Garden State Parkway, said Wolin. Nobody expects to buy wine at the Driscoll Bridge Toll Plaza, and there are no easy pass lanes at Old York Cellars. Well, wow, this is a bit confusing. So, the thing is, that it does, in fact, invoke the images of the Garden State Parkway. To a certain extent, it reminds you of it. There is the Garden State, the image of New Jersey. There is the circle. There is it's the green and yellow, but it's obviously a different level of green and yellow, more green than yellow. So I give you that, but it does invoke that particular sign. I mean, we identify that in New Jersey as the Parkway. Now, I do go with the other part, which is it does invoke Jersey pride. We talk about the Parkway. We have the joke of what exit do we live on in New Jersey, which is our inside humbleness of New Jersey. What's even more confusing is, you know, the Parkway is just that. It's just a Parkway. And the Parkway is not going to be branding anything besides their transportation. And so I don't know if there's a distinction that can be made that for a government authority to have an image, that this image, as diverse as it really is really changing the reputation or invoking some other confusion on the Garden State Parkway and vice versa. So, in an academic exercise, I understand how this could come to court. But then the common sense part of it shows up and it says, what are we really fighting about here, guys? You know, is there revenue being lost by the Garden State Parkway because of this? Then again, the Parkway can say, "Hey, Old York Cellars, are you using brand? Are you using intellectual property that the Garden State Parkway has achieved for your benefit?" That's a little bit lazy. And then again, you know, there's parity. So this is going to be an interesting little discussion. I don't know if it's really worth it, though. All we're trying to do is make New Jersey better here. And in both cases, I think that's exactly what's trying to be done. So I don't know why everybody's fighting about it. You know, that's why it goes to court. It's gray. There's a gray area to the whole thing. So we'll see. Anyway, that's the news on that. We're going to take another quick break, do the news, and then we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
As a still powerful Category 3 Hurricane Matthew takes aim for central Florida, millions of people have gotten out of its way. But in Cocoa Beach, the mayor, Tim Tumulty, says he's concerned about those who did not.
The majority of the folks did, but we still have literally thousands of people here along Barrier Island who decided not to leave.
And those are the people who could be impacted by deadly storm surge, according to the deputy director of the National Hurricane Center.
And that's where lives have been lost in the past, and that's our great concern for this particular storm.
And Ed Rappaport says the threat isn't just in Florida, but also along coastal sections of Georgia and South Carolina. A spokesman for one Florida utility, Florida Power and Light, saying they alone have over 2 million outages now.
And some areas are going to be experiencing extended outages.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2-for-$4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scotts.
And the 2016 Nobel Peace Prize goes
to Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos.
At a morning ceremony, the prize committee chair, Casey Coleman Fiva, said that Juan Manuel Santos is recognized for his resolute efforts to bring Colombia's more than 50-year-long civil war to an end.
The award should also be seen as a tribute to the Colombian people who, despite great hardships and abuses, have not given up hope of a just peace.
Authorities in Los Angeles say a sergeant who was killed by a burglar on Wednesday was literally executed. L.A. County Sheriff Jim McDonald saying the suspect, who allegedly killed Sergeant Steve Owen, wounded him with the first shot, but then took 4 more shots in what McDonald calls a calculated execution. Trenton Lovell's being held without bail. Court records show he has a history of violent criminal offenses. This is USA Radio News.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Creepy clown incidents continue to be on the rise.
Sarah Lee Kessler with the latest.
Police in New Jersey arrested three teenagers on Wednesday, including two Bergen County teens, who were hanging out of an SUV on Route 23 wearing clown masks, scaring drivers.
They might not hurt you, but like the fact that like they could like chase you and like it's just like really creepy.
In Manhattan, a knife-wielding man in a clown mask chased a teen at an Upper East Side subway station yesterday. And in Connecticut, the New Haven public schools are banning clown costumes because of the fear they're causing. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
The Toronto Sun reports Ken Pagan is the award-winning journalist who threw a beer at a ballplayer during the Toronto Blue Jays' victory. He says they've got the wrong guy. Republicans want to know why some evidence in the Clinton email probe was destroyed by the FBI. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Congressional Republicans now demanding answers from the Justice Department about why two laptops were destroyed in the Hillary Clinton email investigation. The laptops were destroyed as part of immunity deals for two Clinton aides, but in a letter to Attorney General Loretta Lynch, four GOP House Committee chairmen called the destruction of the laptops astonishing. Clinton was investigated for how she handled sensitive materials when Secretary of State. After the investigation, the FBI did recommend no charges be filed, and the Justice Department closed the case.
USA Radio News, I'm Rod William Stoll.
All right, Rod, thank you very much. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our five regional high schools. We start off with Del Valle. They don't have anything for yesterday, but we move on to Hunter Central. They had a girls' tennis match against Montgomery yesterday. Montgomery was victorious 3-2. North Hunter had a tennis match as well, 5-0 win over Plainfield, and a field hockey game against Warren Hills. Warren Hills took it 5-0. South Hunterdon had nothing on the schedule yesterday, and we move on to Voorhees, who had a 5-0 victory over Cliffside Park in tennis, and in volleyball, a 2-0 victory against Phillipsburg. Here is the calendar for the next couple of days. It's Friday, so that means it's Friday Night Lights. We start off with field hockey, though. 3:45, Delaware Valley will be at Lenape Valley. Football starts tonight at 7. Voorhees travels to North Plainfield. Delaware Valley hosts Bernards. Elizabeth travels to Hunterdon Central. Girls varsity soccer, Hunterdon Warren Sussex tournament. South Hunterdon and North Hunterdon face off at 5 o'clock at North Hunterdon. Tennis match, Central will be at North Hunterdon at 3:45. The West Morris Voorhees match has been canceled. Volleyball game today at 5:15. Phillipsburg is at Delaware Valley. And that's it. We move on to Saturday, where we have cross country going on. It's going to be at Thompson Park in Jamesburg. Voorhees will be there. Hunterdon Central will be there. Both boys and girls. We have a field hockey match. Oh, by the way, that cross country match starts at 10. 10 o'clock, Hackettstown is at Voorhees for field hockey, part of the Hunterdon Warren Sussex tournament. South Hunterdon travels to Princeton at 11 o'clock. Delaware Valley hosts High Point Regional for field hockey, part of the tournament. And Belvedere travels to Hunterdon Central. We have a football game at 2:30 where South Hunterdon will play at Pingree. We have boys soccer, part of the Hunterdon Warren Sussex tournament. South Hunterdon's at Sparta. Pope John 23rd is at Delaware Valley at 1. Voorhees is at Vernon Township at 2:30. For girls soccer, Voorhees is at Lenape Valley Regional at 10. Bishop R is at Central at 12. Volleyball tournament at 8 a.m. Central is at Fairleigh Dickinson University, as well as Delaware Valley being at Montgomery at 11:15. On Monday, the 10th, field hockey game between Delaware Valley and Steinert has been canceled. Phillipsburg is at Voorhees for field hockey at 5:30. Central at Ridge field hockey game has been postponed to the 27th of October. Boys soccer, Del Valle's at Warren Hills at 3:45. Warren Hills is at Del Valle at 3:45 for girls soccer. Voorhees hosts Mount St. Mary Academy at 3:45. And at 4:15, Princeton Day hosts South Hunterdon. The Bishop R. Central soccer game has been rescheduled to the 8th, so it'll be played earlier. Watchung Hills North Hunterdon tennis match has been canceled. More tennis, Voorhees at Roxbury at 4. Volleyball at 5:15, Rutgers Prep hosts Delaware Valley. Warren Hills hosts Voorhees. And North Hunterdon hosts Ridge at 5:30. And then the Bridgewater Raritan Central volleyball game has been postponed. Tuesday, field hockey, South Hunterdon's at Stewart Country Day at 4, and Hackettstown's at Delaware Valley Regional at 4. The soccer match right now between Del Valle and Warren Hills has been changed to the 10th. That is Hunter Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our 5 regional high schools. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love their sport. In addition to Scholastic sports news, we have more Scholastic news. Craig Turpin on the 6th reports that the public can hear about a $9.7 million school referendum. And he says the North Hunterdon Voorhees Regional High School District Board of Education will hold a public presentation on the $9.7 million referendum at its October 18th meeting. The meeting begins at 7 p.m. in the North Hunterdon Regional High School Library. Those who live in the 12 communities served by the regional district will vote on the referendum during the November 8th general election. If approved by the voters, the district is eligible to receive nearly 30% or $3 million in state aid, reducing the local taxpayer share, according to a news release. The state aid, combined with the district's retiring debt from the 2001 bond referendum, will result in no increase on the portion of the school property tax covering debt service. The new referendum includes the following projects. At North Hunterdon, a replacement of windows, which costs $1.635 million. Renovations of the Library Technology Center, $1.073 million. Upgrades to the HVAC system, $2 million. Replacement of stadium visitor bleachers and tennis court bleachers, $1.13 million. Renovations of the athletic field house, about $565,000. At Voorhees, replacement of all windows, $1.419 million. Renovations of the Library Technology Center, $1.073 million. Replacement of the stadium visitor bleachers with ADA upgrades, $598,000, and addition of an ADA ramp to stadium home bleachers, $226,000. Wow. We have to always, make changes, obviously, and you heard in some of those right there, the Library Technology Center has got to be upgraded. That makes sense to me. The replacement of the stadium visitor bleachers in Voorhees with an ADA upgrades is probably necessary, if not mandated, along with an ADA ramp at the home bleachers, again, probably mandated. The windows, probably a good choice to be more cost-efficient in utility costs, so there's probably a savings there, as well as upgrades to the HVAC system in North Hunterdon. But what's a little bit unsettling is that this referendum comes in, and you could say this is just good business management, or you could say it's amazingly an opportunistic. So the state aid comes in because of obviously the the state giving some and help, and then the retiring debt, right? So you've been paying North Hunter and Voorhees since 2001. You've been paying for a bond referendum that finally is retired, and probably back then when it was voted on, you were looking forward to 2017 or so, when it was going to be retired and your taxes would go down. And instead, right after that, it comes back to, hey, we got some new projects that we want to work on. Sometimes that's a bit frustrating. You're looking to finally save money, and instead what happens is the same money that you've been spending for 15 years has all of a sudden going to be repurposed yet again, with obviously another bond referendum, which has got to be voted on, but still, it's like, wow, I was kind of counting on that. Now, the school board might be saying, well, they've been missing it for years, so why are they going to miss it now? And that might be true. And you might even say that to yourself. Say, well, what's the difference? I've been paying this the whole time. I've never seen it reduce, and it's never gone away. So maybe if it's best to do it right now. And so that's the reason it comes to your vote. But it sounds like it's good choices. I don't know about the prices. $1.6 million for replacing windows. Wow, that's a lot, but you know, I don't have the details in front of me. $1.073 million for renovations at the Library Technology Center. Again, sounds like it's a lot of construction, and it might be worth it. I don't know. But you got to get into the details. That's the reason you got to go and see go to the board meeting and see the details of what's being worked on, and start doing some quick math as to how much that is going to be done per square foot, and then do some comparisons on normal construction costs. All right, so that's coming up on the 18th, and it's obviously to make you informed for the November 8th ballot. All right, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Sometimes I wonder how I'd ever make it through this world without having you. I just wouldn't have a clue. Sometimes it seems like this world's closing in on me, and there's no way of breaking free. And then I see you reach for me. Sometimes I wanna give up, wanna give in, I wanna quit the fight. And then I see you, baby, and everything's alright.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and that somewhere is right here, Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio. I'm Bill Wolfson, and I've got a major get-off-that-couch feature for you today involving paddleboarding, kayaking, and fishing. So we're going to talk water sports. You know, one of my favorite water sports is sailing and being out on the waters here in Hunterdon County. So we've got a great show lined up with Yellow Dog Paddle and one of its owners, Mike Herman. But before let's talk about the weather, because it's a good day to be out there paddleboarding and getting some rays. It's sunny right now with a high of 76. The wind's going to calm down and go turn out to be from the east at 6 miles an hour later.